The Honolulu Ethics Commission heard testimony from friends of Makakilo President Keoni Dudley. He says money spent by super political action committees or super PACs should be disclosed by political candidates who benefit from them. Dudley named Honolulu City Council members who did not disclose conflicts when they voted on extending the 0.5% rail surcharge earlier this year.
How much money are we talking about? Brandon Elefante received $105,000 plus from the ERP Super PAC. Hiro Fukunaga got $94,000. In the 2012 election, IKEA Unite Here Super PAC supported Councilmember Ron Minor and Joey Manahan along with Stanley Chang. They spent $187,000, which is about $60,000 plus apiece.
Dudley's conflict of interest charges aren't new, neither are his requests to invalidate the Honolulu City Council's votes on the rail transit project and the Ho'opili development in West Oahu. Ethics Commissioner Aline Suemori asked Dudley how politicians can get elected otherwise.
You either have to have an elected official who's independently wealthy or he's on salary. I mean, isn't that your premise? Because if not, how else are they going to get there and how else are they going to live?
Dudley says an elected official's disclosure of super PAC spending is all he's asking for. He says current rules were written in 1977, long before super PACs were created. Commissioner Michael Lilly says case law also changed.
If you don't disclose a conflict and you vote, there's a Supreme Court decision that says that vote is invalid.
But the Honolulu Ethics Commission does not regulate super PACs, nor can it invalidate city council votes. Commission Chair Judge Virginia Marks says the commissioners will look at the 1977 rules again.
We'll come up with a new advisory opinion regarding disclosure. We'll have application going forward. And we'll also be looking into some rulemaking so that we can maybe get some more clarity on the matter.
The Honolulu Ethics Commission is expected to issue its advisory opinion next month. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.